I had a little one come up after Mass and just wrap themselves around my leg, because that's how tall they were, a little bitty one, okay? And the little bitty one said, "I love you." And I said, "I love you too." And then they said, "Are you God?" And I said, "No, I'm God's servant." And then the little one said, "I knew it, you didn't have enough white hair." Well, those kind of moments of the touch of God's love is really what this gospel is about. And the 10 lepers that approached Jesus were people that were in great, great need. They were suffering, and there was no way out for them. No way out. They had no hope whatsoever. And Jesus, then telling them to go show themselves to the priests, is really saying something quite profound, because they were rejected by the community. They couldn't even enter a town without announcing themselves as being unclean, let alone go to the temple and present themselves to the priest. So that really calls us first to our own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Do we let him touch those moments in our lives that really, really need to be touched? Are those simple moments when a little one grabs our leg and says, "I love you"? Because that's a God touch moment. It was for me. And it is for each of us, with our husband, our wife, our children, our family, our brothers, our sisters, all of those that are close to us, our grandchildren, those with whom we work. I know for myself that, having shared with you, and I'll say this very quickly because I've shared with you before, that before I became your bishop, I was very, very sick. And it really became one of those kind of prayer moments. Have pity on me, O Lord. Have pity on me. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And it's really that kind of a moment that Jesus is really calling us into in our own lives, to let him touch our lives that deeply, to bring healing and peace first to us, and let that healing peace really take root in us, so that we are his followers. No matter what, we are his followers, and that we know we are loved by him. It's really a wild moment. We are loved by him. When the Samaritan came back to say thank you to Jesus, Jesus, of course, asked, "Where are the other nine? Where'd they go?" Of course, they went to the priests. And I wonder what the priests said when they saw them. Wow. But then it became a conversation of faith between Jesus and the Samaritan, who was kneeling before him because he was so grateful, so grateful. And that really also becomes the second question for us, and that's the spirit of gratitude that we have. I have deep gratitude that I'm standing before you right now, because when I was sick, I didn't know whether I was going to be on this side of the rug or that side of the rug. Didn't know. And the same is really true for us. The gratitude of being able to get out of the bed this morning. The gratitude that things work. The gratitude that God does love us, and God allows us to come into this cathedral to worship and pray and to be present to God's love. In the end, that was the call to faith of the Samaritan. And you notice what he said at the very end. Stand up. He was kneeling before him in gratitude. Stand up. Go. Your faith has saved you. Wow! What words! I'd love to hear those words, the Lord Jesus speaking to me and speaking to us. Go, your faith has saved you. Wow. That's the invitation into eternal life in the end. So the third piece is a story I read across in a book by Alexander Urban. It's called My Lady of the chimney corner. And in the story, it tells of a little old lady who's going to visit her neighbor. And as she goes to visit the neighbor, she goes to see him, and she says these words as she's touching, lightly touching his head like a little leaf. She says, you know, God's touch is always present. God's touch is always desired. And it may be the touch of a bishop giving benediction over a child. It may be the touch of a mother guiding their child. It may be the touch of a judge, a lawyer, a clerk, with someone that is on the periphery of society. God continually is open to that touch. And God's Spirit searches to be able to be that spirit of touch that happens when we touch one another with the love of Jesus Christ. That's really the invitation for us. And that's the challenge. Because the healing touch of Jesus Christ is not just for us. It's meant to be shared. And it's meant to be given away. So let's pray during this Eucharist. That first we may allow the Lord Jesus to touch us, heal us, and we give thanks. And then second, let's pray that we may be filled with his love such that as we meet people in whatever dynamic, whatever circumstance of our job, God's love may be present. And we may be able to see the touch of Christ that they need, the touch of God's love that they need. Let's pray for that grace.